Yasoda Nandana Rajajana Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Rajajana Ranjana Damuna Chira Vanachari Chira Vanachari Damuna Chira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi jana bala ba giri vara dhani
Gopi jana bala ba giri
vara dhani Jaya gopi jana bala ba giri vara Yasoda Nandana Bhaja Jana Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Bhaja Jana Ranjana Yamana Chira Yamuna Chira Vanachari
Yamuna Chira
Vanachari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari
Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari
Jai Radha Madhava Bihari Om Vishnu Pad Paramahamsa Jai 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 Mayuki, Yamuna Mayuki, Samvita Bhaktivinoda. Glory to some of the devotees, glory to some of the devotees, glory to some of the devotees. Glory to Sri Vrindavananda, Pramanande, Vibho. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate
Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Okay, reading Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 2, Chapter 7, Verse 53. Mayam Bhaneyato Musha Ishvarasyanumodato Shrindhata Nityam Mayayatmanam Huhyati
Mayayatmanam Huhyati
Mayam Varnaya Tomusha. Ishvarasya Namo Dutta. Chinvata Shadaya Nityam. Maya Yatmana Muhyati. Mayam Varnaya Tomusha. Ishvarasya Namo Dutta. Chinvata Shadaya Nityam. Mayatmanam huyati.
Mayam varnaya tomusha.
Mayam varnaya tomusha.
Ishvarasya
anumodata.
Shrinvata
shraya nityam.
Mayatmanam huyati.
Mayatmanam huyati.
Mayam
varnaya.
Shodaya Nityam Mayatma Namuyati. Anybody else there? Try it. Mayam. Affairs of the external energy. Varnayata,
while describing
Amusha
of the Lord,
Ishvarasya
of the personality of Godhead, Anumodata,
thus appreciating, Shinvata,
thus hearing,
Shadhaya.
With devotion.
Nityam.
Regularly.
Mayaya.
By the illusory energy.
Atma.
Living entity.
Na.
Never.
Muhiti.
Becomes illusion.
Translation.
The Lord's activities in association with his different energies should be described,
appreciated,
and heard in accordance with the teachings of the Supreme Lord. If this is done regularly with devotion and respect, one is sure to get out of the illusory energy of the Lord.
Purport.
The science of learning a subject matter seriously is different from the sentiments of fanatics. Fanatics or fools may consider the Lord's activities in relation with the external energy to be useless for them, and they may falsely claim to be higher participants in the internal energy of the Lord. But factually, the Lord's activities in relation with the external energy and the internal energy are equally good. On the other hand, those who are not completely free from the clutches of the Lord's external energy should devoutly hear regularly about the activities of the Lord in relation with the external energy. They should not foolishly jump up to the activities of the internal energy falsely attracted by the Lord's potential activities like his Rasa Lila. The chief reciters of the Bhagavatam are very much enthusiastic about the Lord's internal potential activities, and the pseudo-devotees, absorbed in material sense enjoyment, falsely jump to the stage of liberated souls and thus fall down deeply into the clutches of external energy. Boom. No, I'm saying this, it's probably like giving the heavy sauce here. Some of them think that to hear about the pastimes of the Lord means to hear about the activities with the gopis or about his pastimes like lifting the Govardhan Hill, and they have nothing to do with the Lord's plenary expansions as the Purusha avatars and their pastimes of the creation, maintenance, or annihilation of the material worlds. But a pure devotee knows that there is no difference between the pastimes of the Lord either in Rasalila or in creation, maintenance, and destruction of the material world. Rather, the descriptions of such activities of the Lord as the Purusha avatars are specifically meant for persons who are in the clutches of the external energy. Topics like Rasalila are meant for the liberated souls, not for the conditioned souls. The conditioned souls, therefore, must hear with appreciation and devotion the Lord's pastimes in relation with the external energy, and such acts are as good as the hearing of the Rasalila in the liberated stage. A conditioned soul should not imitate the activities of liberated souls. Lord Sri Chaitanya never indulged in hearing the Rasalila with ordinary men. In Srimad Bhagavatam, the science of God, the first 9 cantos prepare the ground for hearing the 10th canto. This will be further explained in the last chapter of this canto. In the 3rd canto, it will be more explicit. A pure devotee of the Lord, therefore, must begin reading or hearing Srimad Bhagavatam from the very beginning and not from 10th canto. We have several times been requested by some so-called devotees to take up the 10th canto immediately, but we have refrained from such an action because we wish to present Srimad Bhagavatam as the science of Godhead and not as a sensuous understanding for the conditioned souls. This is forbidden by such authorities as Sri Brahmaji. By reading and hearing Srimad Bhagavatam as a scientific presentation, the conditioned souls will gradually be promoted to the higher status of transcendental knowledge after being free from the illusory energy based on sense enjoyment. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasudeva Gaurabhakti. Mayam Varnayato Musha Ishvara Syanamodata Shinvata Shodaya Nityam Mayatmanamu Yati. Lord's activities in association with his different energies should be described, appreciated, and heard in accordance with the teachings of the Supreme Lord. If this is done regularly with devotion and respect, one is sure to get out of the illusory energy of the Lord. So here is the end of the chapter, this is verse 53, summing up this chapter. Interestingly, Prabhupada is stressing to be careful not to jump over and become artificially advanced, so-called advanced. So, one of the lines here is Shrinvata Shrodaya Nityam, which is the exact line that's in the 4th verse of the next chapter. So that's repeated. Always with faith. In fact, that's the first line. If anybody's interested, I'll show you here. Shindratakshadeya nityam, grinatascha sacheshtitam, kalena nati dir gain bhagavan vishite hirdi. So in case anyone was worried, the purport to that verse 4 in the next chapter, which has the same line, is very similar theme. First thing he says is, cheap devotees, or materialistic devotees, because in this verse it says, grinatas chasuteshtitam. These are like kind of twin verses, you could say. Not twins, but they're brothers. So in this fourth verse, or four verses from now, basically, taking the matter very seriously, grinitas cha swachestitam, seriously by one's endeavor. Kalina nati dirgena. We're not getting the jump on the next week's class, but it is interesting that that this purport reflects this other purport. And the very first thing that Prabhupada says, cheap devotees or materialistic devotees, the Lord are very much desirous to see the Lord personally without meeting the requisite qualifications. Such third-grade devotees should know well that material attachment and seeing the Lord face to face cannot go together. It is not a mechanical process that the professional Bhagavatam. So it's a shorter purport than the new one, than the one we have here, but similar theme is set up, that one has to be serious and take it seriously, has to do it regularly. So Srila Bhakti Siddhanta especially, even as a child, he stressed these things. There's one instance where one well-known Babaji, or he was speaking with Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and whenever he would come there to see Thakur, he noticed that Bimala Prasad, who was then about 11 or 10, 11, something, he mentioned, "Oh, your son, he never shows respects to me." So Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, "Oh, he doesn't pay obeisances to sahajis." Of course, you weren't there to know and see the situation exactly, but this is how the story is coming down. So the word sahaji itself is not a bad, nasty word, because it's used in Chaitanya Charitamrita and other shastras. It means natural. But the prakrita sahaji is, isn't it the 100 things that he, I was actually didn't look for that book today, but Pundarik, what's the name of that? Did you print that book? Say it loud. Prakrita Rasa Shatadushini. So, interesting, 100 verses, Shata, where Srila Bhakti Siddhanta is in different, slightly different, and just to show how brilliant someone could possibly be, each verse is different, but they're all the same. They're all saying, don't hang out with someone who hangs out with Prakrita Sahaji, he's going to suffer. I actually think in the back of my mind, where's that book? But then I forgot to. Yeah. But in 100 verses, he went, in very short verses too. They're like half a line, like sutras almost, you could say. And each time pounding the post in that same spot, bam, bam, bam. So, and practically you could say, unless one is a very advanced, he won't be able to tell any difference. Just like Prabhupada also inherited many of these qualifications, but he was working in a different atmosphere. Like during Srila Bhaktisiddhanta's time, it is reckoned by observers that until he was about 19, he didn't have any affinity to hear bhajan, he knew what bhajan was, of course, but when he would hear the ordinary village kirtaniyas, even though they could sing very nice, there's no lack of, even especially in those days, probably a lot more, but now if you go, but there's balls, owls, just see, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has designated these 13 or 14 asampradaya, owl, bal, kata, bhaja, and they all do bhajan. If you travel around Bengal very much, not that I did very much, but some little bit in the old days, you can't help but hear people are doing. But Srila Bhakti Siddhanta was very discriminating, just like a perfectly discriminating, exactly. You could hear something. So even as a child, he didn't really, but it's noted, at least in Bhakti Vikas Maharaj's book, that about the time he was about 18, 19, he was, that Rabindranath Tagore and his brother, who were very, very I mean, Rabindranath Tagore is a Nobel Prize guy, you know. First person, I think, to get a Nobel Prize outside of the West. And somehow he was able to sing in such a beautiful way with his brother that Bhaktisiddhanta was listening. He thought, wow, this is actually pretty nice, you know. Because it wasn't imbued with any kind of self-gratificatory mood. It didn't have this mood of crying and just false ego. So he thought, oh, this is not too bad. I like this way of doing bhajan. So he was very strict on this. But he also said that between Narottam Das and Lochan Das, and especially Bhaktivinoda Thakur, there's so many nice bhajan that it's meant for attracting. Most people are not going to hear direct Harikatha, heavy philosophy, Bhagavatam. They don't take up Bhagavatam. There was no, it's like nowadays everywhere, the devotees are giving out Bhagavatam, people in the street who have no idea what Bhagavatam is. In those days, there was, you couldn't hardly get, you had to have it hands written practically each time. Imagine that. So people weren't aware. And throughout these pastimes, just like even in our Mayapur temple in 1977, we had invited, maybe Pundarik was there, but invited the management somehow organized. It was actually Prithu Putra, as a French Swami now departed. He organized Kirtan Mela, which was, we heard, like some kind of a contest. People would win prizes. It seemed really strange when you think about it. But anyway, they came. Different bhajan bands would came. I don't know how many there were from Bengal. And 15, say, off the top. Not millions of them. And Prabhupada could hear, you know. Anyone who's been to Mayapur knows Prabhupada had a lotus room in the lotus building. He could hear whatever, and it was amplified. So ISKCON Mayapur had their bhajan band. Actually, it was kirtan, more like kirtan. And the ISKCON guys were chanting nicely. We had very expert chanters, and others came from outside. So at one point, Prabhupada said, they are simply crying for money. Just like Srila Bhaktisiddhanta used to say, they are not chanting Hari, Hari, Hari. They are chanting Rupi, 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 Rupi. He was hearing like that. So he's very much strict on how the kirtan was presented. How the kirtan was presented. Nowadays also we have in ISKCON, and especially we have people, many, many devotees, and it's very sincere, but they may not strictly read everything that how, and they're singing very, very high and long notes. These things were very much discouraged by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. Unless we're on a very advanced level, we can't discriminate which is which. You know, are they simply singing and just to hear the singing? He discouraged that, just to hear. In fact, in Gaudiya Math, even to this day, harmonium, esraj, all those things are discouraged. things are different. In ISKCON, Prabhupada played harmonium, so very melodic. In the very beginning of Gaudiya Math, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta used to sing, but he admitted, he said, I don't have musical talent, so let others sing. So he didn't discourage the singing. But even one fellow came, distinguished, a Bhaktivinoda Thakur follower, a disciple. He came one day, he was singing Radhe Rai, you know. Although he was singing, Radha Bhuvana Mohini. So many devotees were kind of appreciating. Bhaktisiddhanta actually chastised him, admonished him, and said, no, she's not bewildering the universe, she's bewildering Krishna. Krishna bewilders the universe, and Radharani. So there's a subtle distinction. Nagaraj mentioned last night how during Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time, that one, people would come to want to hear, oh, Mahaprabhu, you hear my poetry. So one great poet who was being pushed by many devotees So Sri Damodar reluctantly, because he was filtering anything that would come before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this could not, nothing would actually reach it like that. But so there was one poet, he gave one nice shloka, and everyone was appreciating, oh, this is amazing, this is wonderful. And so imagine, even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's close associates, they were thinking it was very nice. And Sri Damodar said, no, this is not good. Why is he said like this? He's saying that now that Jagannath is a moving, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was moving, previously he was simply wooden. Why is that good? And then devotees were like, yeah, that's not so bad. So even up to the highest point, we get, we have to be very careful what's being heard. And seriously, Paribhavata Hritsaroje, that was one of Brahma's prayers. Tom Bhakti Yoga Paribhavata Hritsaroje, 9th chapter of 3rd canto. So very great prayers for creative energy. So that one well-known verse is quoted in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Tom Bhakti Yoga Paribhavata Hritsaroje. So Paribhavata, the translation Prabhupada is giving is very seriously, very attentively, seriously. One who's very serious. And in that purport, also Prabhupada mentions, not for Krishna won't be available for those who are just very casual. Yes, singing. Even Iyengar used to sing all the time, but he chanted many rounds. Not just singing, but very serious. Paribhavata hitsa ashe shutekshe. And that one is very serious. Ashe means like asan, taking his seat there. Ashe shutekshe tapato nano nata pongsa. Brahmaji is saying there. He will sit on your heart, Krishna directly, if you're very serious. And what's serious? Kalena. What is that? Described by Prahlad Maharaj about Brahma. He was pretty serious. Kalena. After many, many long years of heavy austerity, tapasa, Kalena, Paribhava, Parishuddha Bhava. He became purified after long tapasya. So there has to be some strictness. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta was so strict that even all the Bhaktivinoda Thakur songs weren't sung. Sometimes, festival time, maybe some song. But they would just, he would keep it very strict, like with Kiba Jayo, and he had Radha Krishna Milani. There's a certain amount of nothing, very, very conservative. But he said, we're after Radha Krishna Bhav, but it has to be done in steps. Adho Shraddha Sadhusanga. Rupa Goswami has set it up, Adho Shraddha. Sadhusanga Tabhajana Kriya Nishta Seva Sadhaka Rupena Siddha Rupena Chatri. Still externally, even if one is self-realized, externally he's setting a very strict example. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta, Srila Prabhupada, very strict example. Within, always Radha Krishna. When Prabhupada was in the Bowery, back in even 66, 65, 6, surrounded by bums, and he was seeing at his Vaikuntha. I mean, it's a very dreary place. I mean, there's many dreary places. At least it's not bombed out, but when I grew up, I used to walk in the Bowery many times, and there were guys on the ground there vomiting and doing all this, just living in their very bad way. And Prabhupada, surrounded by them, he said, I am seeing this is the spiritual world. Visham porna shakayate. But one doesn't require that he has to jump up. Srila Gaurakishore Das Babaji used to say, and he had another very, very strict person, and still he said when he would hear a certain, or he would know even by remotely, he could say, oh, that person, he would say, ah, you know that so-called Brahmin, right now he's at a prostitute's house, go and see. And he had super mystic power, and they would go and see, something like that. He wasn't an ordinary person at all. So Gaurakishore Das Babaji, so he used to say that they're making the sounds, but it's simply like a woman pretending to give birth. Oh, it's a joke. It's very funny when you think about it. Someone pretending to give birth. Sometime, maybe in a movie, they might do that. Of course, in those days, they didn't have such things, but still.
So falsely jumping over the horse to eat the gaskabwe, to eat the grass. We have to gradually go step by step. So again, in Vacho Begum, Manasa Krodha Begum, it's a very important book. Prabhupada said, as soon as that book was printed by the BBT, Prabhupada said, this should be given out to people. They don't know what guru is, Vacho Begum. Being bewildered and deluded, just like this deluding energy. Prabodhananda Saraswati describes in some of his prayers, the senses are very powerful. Kala kale balina indriya vairaga shi bhakti margi hakantika koti ruda. In Kali Yuga, it becomes worse. Many kadardi tasya, many wicked persons come before to bewilder, just see. Prabhupada talks about this in many places also. Like in fifth canto, amazing verses, purport, like in the forest of enjoyment, how the bewildered spirit soul, even he gets to the point where Atata Brahma Jigyasa, he may be seeking some higher thing, but then there's so many bogus, probably describes swamis, gurus, just like, and it says there by Jad Bharat. Somehow Jad Bharat, we're reading with Jad Bharat on another thread, another thing. But the Jad Bharat is saying how these, they're like herons and crows, and Maya comes to attack them, just like someone in a cave gets attacked by a lion or an elephant, and he dies in a cave, no one even knows. No one even knows what happened to him. Sometimes these explorers, geologists, they go digging, they find someone died in a, trying to escape the rain or something, or the weather, or who knows what happened to them, an earthquake, and they die somewhere, obscure place. Many times people are like that. So you trying to take shelter, so even when they try, or Prabhupada even stresses that they come to us, and sometimes we give them sannyas, and then all of a sudden becomes a demon. And Prabhupada was commenting on Prahlad's prayers in 76. He said like that. I forget which verse, one of Prahlad's prayers, but he was... Anyway, he said, they come, and sometimes they become brahmanas, and even sannyas, Goswami, so-called, and then they fall down due to the modes of nature. In fact, Prabhupada was very... very upset in 76 because when taking his walk to the front of the property, he noticed very disgustedly that the toilets were overflowing, stinking, and he was very much disturbed by it. Of course, he's not disturbed by anything in the material world, but just the fact that we're supposed to set the example, set up this whole Mayapur project. They're building a huge temple, biggest temple in the world, practically, tallest. And in those days, it was not there, but still, our project was, in 76, becoming popular. So people come and they smell this horrible toilet smell. To be so careful, discriminating. He said, why? Why is it I was the only one to complain, he said, about this toilet smell. Why is that? He said, no one was complaining. No one did anything about it. And he mentioned it in the class. He pounding it on the morning walk in the class. Because these are the modes of nature. He said, that means you're still under the clutches of tamagun. If you don't complain with something like that. So one hand, we have to complain. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta sometimes said that 90% of his mission was smashing these misconceptions. And Prabhupada didn't have this particular... He had the problem, of course, There's so many bogus gurus came, this Baba, that Baba, this so-called Swami. Sometimes someone would say, Swamiji, what do you think of so-and-so? Who is that? He would not give them credit. Even with big, something like they'd say, Vivekananda. Who is this Vivekananda? Of course, in Bengal, everyone knows Vivekananda. And Ramakrishna and Vivekananda even more. But that Prabhupada was... I know I went to one house program with Prabhupada in 74.
And this older gentleman, he was the same age as Prabhupada. Prabhupada was, my Bengali even now is very poor, but in those days it was pretty bad, but I could see. They had the picture of Vivekananda and Ramakrishna on the wall, and this man was to die soon, within a few weeks. He was just barely sitting up in bed, and his son had invited Prabhupada to the program. His son was a lawyer. His son was had come to the temple and had not even become a life member, but because he invited Prabhupada to his home to his breakfast, and he sent two cars, luckily. So in the extra car, myself and the first car was Prabhupada with Srita Kirti and Brahmananda and the son of that man, who was only 10 or 11 at the time. And then the second car, there was room for the kirtan party, which I, but they had the kirtan party in those days. We had Dear Krishna, Rick Swaraj, especially we had Dinanath, the superstar kirtaniya. And so when we went up to the third floor, and the man, the lawyer, he wanted Prabhupada to speak with his father, who was very sick. So they had some, exchanged a few words, not much, not more than a minute or so. I wasn't looking, I didn't have a watch, but not much. And Prabhupada looked at those pictures of, not that Vivekananda was sahajiya, but he was something, declaring everyone is God, God is one. While you're looking for God, you are God. He was giving something like that. And Prabhupada immediately said, Yato ma tato pa, which is a saying of, I don't know, Vivekananda or Ramakrishna. This is bogus, you know, told. Prabhupada wasn't afraid, just could get away with it. He had the adhikar. Even some of our most exalted gurus nowadays, they cannot get away with it. No one can cause a riot. Even if you know fluent Bengali and you're a Westerner, then it won't accept it. It's very, you have to be very careful how you're speaking. But Srila Bhakti Siddhanta created many enemies also amongst this Jati Gosai, Smarta Brahmins. I don't think Sahajiyas were so organized, but this Sahajiya class, they're doing bhajan. But one has to take it seriously. One has to be strict. Tatra, Jnana, Viraga, Bhakti, nice karma, viskritam. If you want to get out of karma, it's described in 6th Canto, this illusion, it's just like a silkworm. We're creating our own entanglement. Anadi karma pale paribhavana, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Prabhupada sings this song so nicely. Anadi karma by my own activities. Bunjaya sama. I'm entangling myself more and more. Bunjaya sama. So we get very close. We have to come to be very strict and to stay at the lotus feet of Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. Again and again, come back to their strict teachings. And this is being shown here again in this purport. Topics like Rasa Leela are meant for the liberated souls. Now, that's a great controversy, isn't it? but if you see, even in Sukadeva Goswami's prayers, in the very last description, I mean the last verse of the chapter 4, in the, is it in this book? Let me see. Yeah, there it is. Just see, right here. I think we can get to it right here. Kirata, so many heavy verses by Sukadeva Goswami. Quoted, Kirata, Hanandra, Palinda, Pokosha. It wasn't long ago we were chanting these, how anyone can be delivered from any status. Now, those who are sometimes in the Bengalis or other smarters there throughout India, they say, no, you have to take a new birth. And like Dhruva's stepmother, you know, if you get born from my womb, then you can get pure, you can become something. But that's right there in the Bhagavatam 5,000 years ago. But here, Sukadeva Swami's verses, which are amazing, we have luckily a recording of Prabhupada chanting the verses, but when you get up to, verse 24,
24. Namah, this is a short one, most of them are long. Namah tasmai bhagavate vasudevaya vedase papo gyanam ayang shonya yanmukam buruhasavam. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Vyasadeva, the incarnation of Vasudeva, who compiled the Vedic scripture. The pure devotees drink up the nectarian transcendental knowledge dropping from the lotus-like mouth of the Lord. So this purport is quite interesting as far as that goes. Because there's nothing really about Rasa-lila. This is the process of creation. Process of creation. These are prayers by Sukadeva Goswami. There's always prayers. So Sukadeva has his prayers. And they're very amazing. And so here, a fully dependent devotee, Sukadeva, unlike a mundane man who is proud of all of his own capability, invokes the pleasure of the personality of Godhead so his statements may be successful and appreciated by the hearers. Appreciated. We have that verse on the Amodita. Means appreciate, to be enthusiastic. I'm reading the wrong purport. This purport, Sridhar Swami has commented that the respectful obeisances are offered to Vyasadeva, who is the incarnation of Vasudeva. Jiva Goswami has agreed to this, just see. Our acharyas are so heavy duty that sometimes they don't agree with other acharyas exactly 100%, but they never say anything to criticize, they just make another statement, but Prabhupada's saying it like this. He has agreed to this, yes. Okay. But Srila Vishwanath Thakurvati has made further advance. Prabhupada says he's made a further advance than Sridhar Swami and Jiva. So is that controversial? Sounds interesting though. It attracts our attention. So, but Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Chakra has made further advance, namely that the nectar from the mouth of Krishna, Lord Krishna, is transferred to his different consorts. And thus they learn the fine arts of music, dance, dressing, and decoration, all such things which are relished by the Lord. Such music, dance, and decoration enjoyed by the Lord are certainly not anything mundane. This transcendental knowledge is unknown to the forgotten conditioned souls. So here we are at the very beginning shlokas, and none of them, even this one, doesn't appear to be anything about rasa, lila, or the gopis, but Vishwanath Chakravarti has seen and understood it like that. Papur gyanam ayam saumya. Papur means to drunk, they have drunk it, this knowledge, ayam, saumya. Saumya means especially the consorts of Krishna. Mukamburu hasavam, nectar. It's nectar. So sometimes we say, oh, Prabhu, that's nectar. Let me hear the nectar. So anything is the nectar, according to Prabhupada. And that's what we're reading today. Even the Purusha avatars, we want to hear that again and again. So we don't just jump up. We read, of course, Krishna book. We read 10th canon nowadays. We have commentaries by Sanatan, by Rupa Goswami, so many great acharyas. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written so many books. We don't neglect those books at all. At the same time, we never feel, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta, there's one thing he used to say apparently, that Amar Bhajan Kata Na Jata Taha. I don't go everywhere talking about, how advanced I am and what I'm doing and I'm doing this and doing like that. This is a private thing. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he only spoke with those few intimate persons of, we know it's more than 3.5. Three and a half we hear, but obviously Rupa Goswami got the full nectar from Chaitanya Sanatana Goswami. They were able to. Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale. He understood. How has he understood it? What was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saying to Sup Damodar? How did Rupa Goswami understand my mind? I think he has your mercy, has full mercy. And he wrote those great books. You should not neglect, don't neglect
reading those books. Okay, so there's more can be said, but anyone else wants to say something? All right, microphone. Bomb.
I mean, on one hand, Prabhupada would emphasize how, even just in the books, just chanting Hare Krishna one time, you know, was enough to wipe out all your sins, you know, for lifetimes.
Reminds me, it was in 76 at that same festival where he chastised everybody for being in the mode of ignorance. he also said, because I never forget this, but the verses were being chanted, Prahlad's prayers, and when somehow or other Pushta Krishna was the servant, and after one or two sannyasis chanted the prayer, the Prahlad's prayer, then he started doing the word meetings. Prabhupada said, no, don't, everyone must chant the sloka. Must chant the sloka. These Bhagavatam slokas are as good as Hare Krishna. So yeah, we should chant Hare Krishna, not just, it's nice to chant so many bhajan. I think there's a lack of bhajan. Bhajan should be going on 24/7 if that, you know, 1,200-1,500 devotees in this area. Even on a festival day, it's difficult to round up people to have 12 hours worth of bhajan. There's so many talented, but they just have to keep it quickly. No. Not that. It shouldn't have to go over to people and say, yeah, Prabhu, that's not how Prabhupada wanted the Bhakti Santa wanted us to chant. They should know it. No. They should study it. They should get serious.
And isn't it true that as people chant, they get purified and they'll more, you know, they'll chant with more purity. Like you start out with chanting the best you can.
Prabhupada even says the Sahajis are making up mantras, and they're crying. He said, but that's okay, because most of the time he's very heavy, but sometimes, at least in CC, I think in Adi, what, one or two, he says, but those tears are, even though artificial, they'll turn into actual devotion, eventually.
Okay.
Well, Bhishila Bhakti Santa was so heavy that one, Babaji, what was his name? Sharan Ram, in Puri, that he created that mantra, what is it? Nitai Gaur Radhe Shyam. Yeah, but no, I think it was a different mantra. The one that they chant in Puri. Shri Radhe Govinda. Japa Hari, anyway. No, the other one is Shri Radhe Govinda. Ram Sharan Babaji. And so Srila Bhaktivedanta was so upset that whenever they were out in the street chanting that mantra, he would send his own party out to chant against them. So that became such a thing that Srila Bhaktivedanta Thakur actually sent him to Mayapur. This is too heavy, you know, we can't do that. It's just, so. I know there's one morning walk in 76, Prabhupada, there was some devotee said that, well, Bhaktivedanta Thakur, he didn't stress sannyas so much. He stressed people should get married, follow varnashram, but seems like Srila Bhakti Siddhanta was strictly creating brahmacharis and sannyasi. And Prabhupada said, yes, on this point they argued. So everyone doesn't always agree. But at this point, they definitely, Srila Bhaktivedanta Thakur thought it was just too much. So we have to be strict.
I mean, because Srila Bhaktivedanta felt like it was so, the mantra, even though it includes Hare Krishna, includes
Prabhupada dovetailed it. He was hearing that mantra. They used to have their ashram. They still have the ashram in Vrindavan. I think we bought them out. In Vrindavan, you could hear them chanting even in Prabhupada's room. In Vrindavan, that mantra, what is it? What is it again? Jai Radhe, say it again, the mantra. Nitai Gaur Radhe Shyam. Yeah. Yeah, so Prabhupada said we could chant Radha Krishna. Radhe Shyam Krishna, what is it? Balaram Jai. Radhe Shyam, Jai Krishna Balaram. But they don't chant it somehow, but Prabhupada said we could chant it. So he took their mantra and readopted it. Anything else? Nobody?
Okay, Jai. Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.
Some